Toronto, Canada's main stock index closed down nearly 300 points while the loonie fell to its lowest level in more than two decades on the impending threat of tariffs that wasn't lifted until after market close. Markets in both Canada and the U.S. opened sharply lower Monday, including the TSX down more than 800 points early on, after U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed on the weekend the tariffs were coming starting Tuesday. Obviously, the news over the weekend, and the way it opened this morning was, you know, major to the downside, said John Zechner, chairman and lead equity manager at J. Zechner Associates. However, news that Mexico had secured a one-month reprieve from tariffs saw markets ease up late morning, and gave hope that a later call in the day between Trump and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau could also yield a break. Canada did secure its last-minute reprieve, but not until after markets closed for the day. Without the boost of the sought-for news, the S&P/TSX Composite Index ended down 291.34 points at 25,241.76 as sectors like industrials and financials were especially under pressure. Big manufacturers, potentially the most vulnerable to tariffs, took some of the biggest hits. Auto parts maker Magna International closed down more than 6% and Linamar Corp was down almost 5%. The railways also lost ground. Canadian banks were also under pressure after Trump falsely claimed that U.S. banks don't have access to Canada. CIBC was down 4.6%, Scotiabank down 3.1% and RBC was down 2.3%. Making sense of the news has been a challenge, said Zechner. Where people aren't working with actual facts, it's hard to apply logic. He said that given the wild swings based on unknowns, he's trying not to react to the news flow. An investor, you can't change a lot. We've been reticent anyway, a little nervous about the markets and the way they've run, and we've been sort of defensive in our positions. So I haven't done anything today to change any of that. The Canadian dollar was also under pressure Monday, trading at lows against the US dollar not seen since 2003. It recovered somewhat after the Mexico news but overall traded for 68.48 cents US compared with 69.04 cents US on Friday. The loonie is already undervalued, but given how many short positions there are against it, the currency could fall further, said Zechner. It's well below fair value if you use the old purchasing power parity or anything like that, but you know, when you get speculators and all of that, you get larger flows. They can overshoot to the downside as well as the upside. In New York, markets regained a fair bit of the lost ground after the mid-morning news that Mexico had secured a reprieve on tariffs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 122.75 points at 44,421.91, the S&P 500 index was down 45.96 points at 5,994.57 and the Nasdaq Composite was down 235.49 points at 19,391.96. The March crude oil contract was up 63 cents at $73.16 per barrel and the March natural gas contract was up 31 cents at $3.35 per MMBTU. The April gold contract was up $22.10 at $2,857.10 an ounce and the March copper contract was up 3 cents at $4.31 a pound. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 3, 2025. Companies in this story: TSX, GSPTSE, TSX, CADUSD, Ian Bickies, The Canadian Press. JPG, caption: The Canadian dollar fell to its lowest level in more than two decades after U.S. President Donald Trump announced sweeping tariffs to be enacted Tuesday. Canadian dollar coins are displayed on a map along the border of Canada and the United States of America, in Montreal in a January 9, 2014, file photo. The Canadian Press, Paul Chasson to